Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about applying the stages at work in your professional life and connecting to your boss, to your manager, to the person or people who have the most immediate and direct authority over your work life. And we've spoken before about connecting to your colleagues and connecting to any teams that you may be overseeing. So this is different. We're trying to connect to someone who has authority over us. So this takes a little bit different flavor and a little bit different approach that we must approach very carefully, obviously. So before we dive into that, quick shout out to new listeners in Winchester in the UK. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you here. Thanks for joining me. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know how I can help. So connecting to your boss or your manager, or whatever they may be called where you work, it might feel like kind of a precarious or kind of an outright terrifying thing to do. Now, maybe you like your manager. That's great. Frankly, you're more likely to stay in that job if you do like your manager. Then you have a reason to connect. You like them anyway. Or maybe you don't like your manager at all. And this is unfortunately common. If you don't like your boss, I would argue that you have an even bigger reason to connect. People don't leave jobs or organizations. They leave managers most of the time. And similarly, people don't lay off or fire people that they like. So it would serve you well to be someone that your boss generally likes. Why? Because then you are the last one to be laid off and the first person they think of for promotion and other opportunities. Now, I'm not saying you should suck up to your boss or be a brown nose. Nobody likes a yes man. But what I am saying is that you should form an actual human connection with your boss because they are human and you are human too. Now, if you can see your boss as human, just like you, you can see what stage they are in when they come to work. And you can help them maintain a stage that is good for them and simultaneously, therefore, good for you. So, for example, suppose your boss comes in one day in stage 3 and is acting like a self-centered jerk. You could just avoid them. And sometimes that might actually be best. But what if you need something from them? Maybe you need their approval on a new policy that would benefit the team. Or maybe you need their approval for a business trip or an opportunity for yourself. Maybe you have a team meeting today and you just don't want to deal with them in that self-centered jerk mode. As much as you would hope that their boss or their colleagues would have addressed this and shifted them into a better stage first thing this morning, it may come down to you to manage the manager. So how do you do that? It would be incredibly inappropriate to pry into their personal life. Managers rarely ever let their team see them as human with personal challenges unless they absolutely must. So don't ask. Don't pry into their personal life. You'll know just based on their initial behavior. So use the techniques from connecting to your team. but you're going to use a light version here. Simply ask questions that gently steer them into an organizational focus. And then, toward the stage that you need them to be in. Keep it work focused. Start in this example, if your manager comes in stage three, start in stage three, asking about the needs of the organization. Right? Here's the difference. Not personal needs, the needs of the organization. So you're still talking needs, but you're shifting them to an organizational focus. Then move to stage four and discuss the needs of the team. So you're switching them to others. Still need, others have needs too. So the needs of the organization, because your manager will, in that role with you as your manager, they're going to see themselves as part of that organization, right? One and the same as that organization. So needs of the organization, and then move to the needs of the team. Then ask for what you need, if you need something. It seems simple. But if you get this out of order, you're going to snap them back into focusing on their own needs instead of your request, whatever that is. But wait, you say, isn't this manipulating people into other stages without their knowledge or consent? And didn't you say not to do that? I did say not to do that. But in the case of your boss, if their own manager and their own colleagues have failed them, do the job. Just do it. A manager in stage three is a liability to the company and everyone around them. Please, help us all. And don't worry, because they will be right back to stage three as soon as they leave work, and possibly as soon as you leave the room. Now, why is that? Because we're doing the light version here. Real permanent shifts from any one stage to another require the individual in question to do the tasks, do the work, think about the big questions in a focused way for themselves. Because you don't know the real cause of their current stage, you don't know why they showed up in stage three or whatever stage they're in, and because you're lower than them in the hierarchy, you can't exact any long-lasting effect. So I'll give you free license here, because the effect is going to be temporary at best. Connecting to your boss is about listening. Recognizing what stage they're in today. And shifting that to the most optimal stage for their job. Now, while this really should be done by their manager, or secondarily by their own colleagues, the responsibility might ultimately fall to you. Either way, help your boss to optimize their efforts for the sake of your work and your organization at large. See, from a management and leadership perspective, this is all about optimization. You're seeking to optimize each person's mindset at each level for their individual job. And that includes you too. So carefully consider how you're feeling and how you're thinking as you begin your work each day. Can you walk yourself through these same stages just like you would anyone else? Of course you can. And then you're in a position to help others. So you can go back and review. We've spoken before about which jobs do best in which stage. And remember that we're really kind of moving ourselves into these stages at work, kind of temporarily. Because we know that to do a real permanent move from one stage to another requires that we think about the big questions, that we do the work, that we do the tasks of each stage to permanently move ourselves into the next one, or pretty much permanently, because it is a cycle after all. So that normally if we just move ourselves into something for the work day. That alone is worthy of our effort and attention. because then you'll do a better job, which will bring you more opportunities, bring more capability to your team and to your organization, and the rising tide lifts all ships. So definitely worthy. And overall, I would say, in all these things, they who do the job have the job. When you put everybody and their mindset as a priority, you are moving yourself naturally into this management and leadership role. So think about that. So that when people think about who should be moved into more of a management and leadership role, they are going to think of you. Now, if this is not what you want, be prepared to turn that down. But that is naturally what's going to happen when you start doing this. And remember, it doesn't take very long, right? Talking about the needs of the organization and then shifting to talking about the needs of the team, this is a less than 5-minute conversation. Now, you can do this at the beginning of a meeting. You can do this one-on-one. You can do this with individuals. You can do this with groups. You can do this out at a lunch. You can do this over the phone, on a Zoom call. It doesn't matter. Remember, it's all about asking the right questions and discussing the right topics in the right order. And when you have that sort of the whole team optimized, your management is optimized so that they're doing their job to support you and your colleagues, and you and your colleagues are optimized so you're doing your job to support the next team down, and the whole organization is optimized. Wow, that is an effective organization. And all it took was a few minutes at the beginning of the day to get everybody in the right mindset. So give it a try. I have heard wonderful reports back of this working beautifully, even when people needed to make really big jumps from 3, 4, 5 all the way into like 8. So it works, it's effective, and really makes you kind of a go-to person. That's not our primary mission, but sure is a nice side effect. So give this a try at your next workday. Enjoy. Let me know how it goes. I love to hear about it. Use the link in the show notes. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.